Joining us live on WTOP, Peter Morici, economist and professor at the University of Maryland Smith School of Business. Peter, there's no amount of sugar to make this go down any easier this morning.
No, we've had considerable signs the last few weeks that the economic recovery is faltering. Businesses are very concerned about conditions in Europe and in China. But more fundamentally, we didn't use the period of grace provided by all that stimulus spending to fix what was broken. The banks still aren't lending to small businesses. Instead, they're trading with the money. Look at J.P. Morgan. And the trade deficit with China keeps getting bigger. And now China's closing its market to U.S. products. Things are likely to get worse before they get better. This will affect the presidential campaign. But my bet is the economy won't fall apart in time for Mitt Romney really to make a case out of it.
Now, is it this report itself, or is it the trend of the last few months?
It's the trend of the last few months. I mean, last month we got 77,000 jobs. The month before that, 140, you know, and so forth. Before that, it was much larger. I'm just getting the numbers in front of me. So the trend has been downward. Moreover, the improvements in folks filing new unemployment claims went away and ticked back up. We had those big, for example, layoffs announced at Hewlett-Packard. In a better economy, Hewlett-Packard would be able to restructure without cutting 10% of its workforce.
Now, Peter, as we look at the struggles that Wall Street went through for the entire month of May and the ongoing financial woes in Europe, this is all adding up to be a very difficult summer.
Well, it is, because we haven't done what we need to do to fix the economy. And we really do need changes in policy, and we're not getting them. I mean, you know, at J.P. Morgan, there were 110 embedded regulators busily enforcing Dodd-Frank. The Volcker Rule is only one small part of it. All the rest of the stuff's in place, but it didn't stop from happening what happened. We really need to look very hard about the drag the financial sector is imposing on the economy, and we need to look much harder at our trade policy. We're in much the same position as Greece, but because we're bigger and more powerful, it is not as bad.
Peter, I thank you for your input. Peter Morici, economist and professor at the University of Maryland Smith School of Business. Again, the numbers that just came in moments ago, U.S. employers added 69,000 jobs in May, fewest in a year, and the unemployment rate rose to 8.2%, a disappointing report for sure.